Good morning, everyone. It's 5:39 on the 4th of May, Bank Holiday Monday here in the UK, and I'm up and about as I couldn't sleep as usual. Go to sleep, Pinky. I'm not letting you out yet. It's too early because I probably will sleep at some point. I came downstairs because I couldn't sleep about an hour and a half ago, and I started to listen to some downloads on Audio Boom that I'd put in my download folder a few days ago, and that was all very fine. And then I looked at my email and I saw at 3:06 I got a new follower. So I went to I opened the email to see who it was, and it was someone who's that was the third time they'd followed me in about a week. And then just now I slid my finger down the screen on my account and I saw 166 followers, and I thought, oh, someone's unfollowed me. Did I offend somebody with what I said in my my post about the people I follow? Because I did include everybody, and if I said anything, I'm sure at no point I said, did I say, actually, while I'm here, that someone's posts were more interesting than someone else's? Because I, even if I think that, that's not something I would ever say publicly. So, anyway, I looked through the list and they had followed me at 3:06 and unfollowed me by now, you know, by just now. And this is the third time this person's done that. I'm not going to name them. I have no idea who they are. I haven't followed them back because, as I said before, anyone that's got no posts, I won't follow. And they're only following two people, me and someone else. And I just find it all very strange, really. Why do they keep following me and unfollowing me? Okay, it's happened to me that I've accidentally unfollowed someone because I went to like their post. And if you swipe once too far, you hit unfollow. I've done that a couple of times and re-followed someone. But I can't really see, does someone really do that by mistake three times? Well, maybe they do. And if that's the case, then, you know, that's fine, but I just find it all a bit strange. And I, you know, I just wonder why. And who are they? Oh, shut up, Pinky. I must admit, I've got a bit stressed out over this business of the following thing, and I've ended up being offended when I intended to offend nobody. Because what I did was not intended to be any form of bullying. The quote was from the person who put up a boo that they didn't like what we were doing. And I can see why, if you don't mention everybody. I totally get that. But I didn't single people out. I just spoke about everyone. And if they didn't do a post, then I said, well, they don't post. I mean, that's up to them whether they post or not. Or I said, I might have said, I haven't seen anything from them. That means since I started following them, they must have been doing posts. Otherwise, I wouldn't have followed them in the first place. But they hadn't done any since I followed them. But what I found offensive was it being called a nice form of bullying. Well, as far as I'm concerned, there is no such thing as a nice form of bullying. So I'm afraid I've taken umbrage over the whole thing. Really, I did delete my post, and because I would never want to offend anybody, but at the end of the day, we are all adults. I don't follow any children. There are children on, youngsters on Audio Boom. A couple follow me, but I haven't followed them back because I've actually got nothing in common with them, and you know, I just don't want to. And it's nothing against them, but I don't. And, you know, I don't suppose they even listen to me. And if they do, I don't know if they do or not. How do we ever know who listens to us? Because they don't comment. And unless you go on the website, you can't see who's liked your stuff anyway. Unlike with something like Facebook, where you get notifications about that. So I never meant to offend anybody. I only wanted to say nice things about people so that other people would follow them and, have the enjoyment that I've had out of Audio Boom, and I'm not going to make a big song and dance about it. That, you know, if I did the wrong thing, then I've tried to put it right. And, you know, but I don't really like being called, basically being called a bully, because at no point did I ever want to single someone out and say, oh, I might have said that someone was a close friend of mine, but that's just stating a fact. It doesn't mean to say I don't like anybody else. It's just that I don't know a lot of the people personally. I just listen to their stuff, but I don't know them personally. Anyway, the people I follow are all adults, and, you know, I can't tailor everything I say to suit every person. So I try not to be offensive, and if there's offensive language in my posts, then I will label them usually, unless it's one or two words, I'm not going to bother, because quite frankly, you know, I don't really think you can turn on the TV and get the odd words for which you don't get a warning. So, but if there's more than a few uses of swear words, I do label my posts so that people have the choice not to come across it by accident if they find it offensive. But now I'm kind of thinking, well, I don't know what I should say anymore. You know, this made me rethink the whole concept, really. Do I even want to carry on posting booze? You know, am I going to be accused of offending people or being a bully? And, you know, Audio Boo is a good thing for me, and I think it's a good thing for most people. We've had a few storms in teacups recently, which I wasn't involved in, but I have seen it going on. Some pretty unpleasant stuff, actually. And that was a form, I must admit. It wasn't anything to do with me, but it's to do with the people I follow and done by somebody I follow, and I haven't unfollowed them. It wasn't directed at me, but that was a kind of bullying. It was a kind of blackmail about following people. It was a very, very unpleasant post, a couple of very unpleasant posts. No one seems to have got on this person's case and said, look, well, actually, people... One person did post a boo about it. But I must admit that, you know, this person seems to have got away with it, saying far worse things than I said. If you don't follow me, because he was upset because some people had unfollowed him and he couldn't get them back because they were fed up with stuff that he was saying on here and on other social media. And he said, if you haven't unfollowed me, he said that people who have unfollowed him have done a really stupid thing. If you haven't unfollowed me, don't. Like that. And all this crap. And, you know, that seems to have gone unnoticed, but when I try to say nice things about people, I get accused of being a nice bully. Well, anyway, I'm not going to say any more about that. Because I haven't unfollowed this person. I hope that he'll come back to be doing the nice things that we know him for. And, I'm doing the May Days thing, challenge, but I must admit, I'm a bit put off. And I might just do a few soundscapes and keep quiet, to be honest. Because really, Anyway, we're all free to say what we want. We're all adults. But the thing is, people worry about other people getting offended, but no worry, but people didn't think that we might get offended. The people who'd done this, and I didn't start it, by the way. And I would not have gone through just picking out a few people here and there. I would always have done everybody, because that's what the idea was, really, so that people knew who we followed. And I was going to go and have a look at some of the people that other people were following, some of the podcasts as well. And, you know, I thought, oh, that'll be quite interesting, because I don't sleep, so I'm awake all night most nights. And sometimes I completely run out of things to listen to, because I don't like listening to books at night, because it just keeps me awake and it's not helpful at all. So I'm completely off of books. So I like short things. Shut up. You're not coming out. Go to bed. Yeah. Yeah, so I like short things to listen to. So people's posts are ideal, really, because the longest it can be is an hour, but most, you know, nearly all of them are much shorter than that. So they keep me going sometimes. They've kept me going through many a night, tonight included, because I had a lot of downloaded ones I needed to listen to, which I did. I've finished them all now. Anyway, that's enough said, I think. I suppose no offence was in, as there was no offence intended on my part, there was probably no offence intended on the other person's part either. So I will just be a bit more careful what I talk about from now on, because it's a hell of a bitch to try and delete a post. And that's one thing I really, there's several things, apart from all the technical things with Audioboom, like the titles and the upload speed and the fact that it crashes constantly when it's uploading and things like that, which are totally annoying, and especially when you pay for it, are really totally unacceptable. Actually, there are some other things. I wish we could delete posts from the app again, and I also wish we could have some control over who follows us. I mean, I haven't got any problem with anyone who's following me. If I did have, it would just be too bad, because there's nothing I could do about it. But there might come a time when I might have, and I might say, look, I don't want this person to follow me anymore. On other media, you can, we don't have to block somebody, but just not, you know, accept them following you. And the thing is, now that people have to have an account to log in, that they've gone kind of one step towards it almost. I don't know why they just don't do it. Because not anybody can listen anymore unless they have got an account. So that's that openness has actually been taken out of it, which doesn't bother me at all. It never did. I don't share my stuff anywhere else, but for the most part, so, or anybody else's. So therefore, whether people have an Audioboom account and couldn't listen to it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, I couldn't care less, because I don't share it. But seeing as they've taken that step, I don't know why they don't just go one step further and make it that we have to accept somebody following us. You know, and I would accept. The people I don't accept, I've got a couple that follow me that I don't really like, because I just don't see the point of them. They're like commercial things, like property, people that sell properties and stuff like that. What's the point in that? Why would they want to follow me? I just don't get that at all. So they're the sort of people I don't follow back, because they're not a person, they're just like a group. Or they might even be spam for all I know, I've no idea. So that sort of thing, I've got a few of those. That I just think is totally weird. But anyway, that's just my thoughts on a Monday morning, and I will hope I can sleep soon, because I'm tired. And here's to a new start of me not opening my big mouth too much and offending everybody. So I'll speak to you all soon. Cheerio for now.